need that pen. I threw it away.
You sure don't. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, that's one of those songs that made the list of, oh, I didn't realize how naughty that song was back in the day when we were doing that here.
That was a long list.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
It's pretty amazing.
How was your night?
Fine. And you?
Fine.
Nice.
And you?
Yeah, we're both here, not arrested. And you?
Let's talk about what's going to happen on the show today. Clowns are back in the news. You know, I love clowns.
Oh, sure.
Love clowns.
Love a good moist clown.
At this, what?
A good moist clown.
At this point, they were outside of school.
Uh-oh. They'll be doing that.
And all they were doing was staring at people.
Is it illegal yet?
The parents did call the police.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
Were you amongst them?
No, but I wish I was so much.
One day.
I need to get a clown outfit.
Yes, you do.
I don't know if you saw the video of the school board meeting where the woman was objecting to...
Holy cow. Yes. And no wonder she was. I have to agree with Karen on this one.
I do too, except for she gave us a little more information than we needed.
Woo-wee. I don't know if I can edit all that.
I already did.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Thank you.
Took about an hour and a half.
I would think. Wow.
Police in Florida are looking for a man with a mullet. They might need to zero in on some more details on that one.
In Florida, huh?
Uh-huh.
So they're arresting half the population.
Pretty much,
all males.
Yeah. And Conor McGregor's first pitch. Tell me you saw that.
Oh, sure.
The Cubs.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
You're lying. Yeah. I knew it. He missed the plate by 25 feet.
Woo!
I think he did it on purpose, though. That's my theory.
That's what he's telling everybody, anyway.
So then in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to get your biggest public embarrassment.
Ooh, nice.
As well.
Kevining?
That's how dare you.
Pray tell.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I don't know if you saw what our pal Emo posted on the KLOS Facebook page today. Yeah, she's like, anybody who doesn't trust or like Led Zeppelin, you can't trust them.
I like it.
Keep an eye on them.
I'll put that in the category of anyone who has never had a taste of alcohol.
Oh, my God.
Don't trust them either.
Yeah, exactly. Or don't like dogs.
You're right.
I'm like, look at them askance. Look them up.
It's a whole category.
Yep.
Clowns lurked outside school to promote a speech academy.
Oh, so they were actually trying to promote something?
Horrified parents call police. This is, yes, they were trying to promote something.
I need a clown horn.
And what they were trying to promote was Speech Academy Asia, which is an organization dedicated to helping adults and children improve their speaking.
Oh, my God, they went about it the wrong way.
So
they should have been mimes. Duh.
That makes perfect sense.
Come on.
And no one's afraid of a mime.
No!
Multiple clowns were spotted outside a school in Singapore staring intently.
Oh, my God.
Approaching students.
Oh, no.
The unnerving presence sparked a flurry of complaints from concerned parents.
Any of them had red balloons?
It doesn't say that.
We all float down
it
here?
It does not say that.
Oh, my God.
Singapore police confirmed Monday that they'd received numerous reports reporting the clowns present outside the different schools. How do you think, wouldn't you love to be in that meeting where they're discussing, all right, listen, we need more students for our speech academy school.
Someone with a really rotten sense of humor thought it was hilarious.
So let's go as clowns.
Yeah, they're like, oh, good idea, Joe.
And wait outside of a school of kids and just stare at them. What? Was that possible?
I want to be in that meeting. That's awesome.
Same.
We would be like, yeah.
Nope. Yes, of course we would. But there's not like an adult in there that goes, no, people hate clowns.
Right? Have you seen it?
It's crazy.
Have you heard what's been going on forever?
On social media, some shocked parents shared photos of the clowns that identified school police who were investigating.
Ah.
So apparently they are really, in one photo, a person disguised as a clown with heavy face makeup, a hat, and a plaid shirt was seen tilting their head, transfixed at those standing near a bus stop at a school.
Oh, man.
I mean, they're trying desperately to scare them.
Right. That's right.
Are you scared, little Johnny? Come to our school. We can help you speak better. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Hey, little Johnny, where do you live, huh?
I'll follow you home.
Yeah. Jeez.
I know how to talk well. Watch this. That is bad news.
Come to our school. You'll be fine.
The Academy, which is inundated with negative comments, what a surprise, on its Facebook page, has since apologized for the incident and promised that it would not happen again.
Oh, my God. Next time, they're going to show up as Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I need to get a clown outfit.
Yes.
And it's Halloween time.
Yes. Well, so you want to wait until Thanksgiving. You don't want to do it at Halloween. Everyone will think you're playing along.
Yeah, right. No, that's fine.
Thanksgiving.
I can play along in my clown outfit. And then, you know, November 1st on, it's creepy as hell.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Yes, please.
That's a good plan. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yesterday at this time, we were talking to an author, Brad Meltzer.
That's right.
About two books that he had written for children. One was I Am Rosa Parks, and one is I Am Martin Luther King Jr.
Now, think of those titles and then realize that those books have been banned.
They were banned.
Banned.
Now we're going to go the opposite direction. In Texas, a school district has removed a book from its schools after an irate mother read aloud an excerpt about... I don't know if I can say that.
I don't think you can.
Okay. the back door of your house.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to be your backdoor man, said Robert Plant famously.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be your backdoor man.
And then, you know, you go inside, you go outside.
Yeah.
That's all we're talking about.
Yeah.
So there's a school board sitting there with a U-shaped desk.
I mean, we've all seen the videos of Karen screaming at a bunch of people sitting around bored in a meeting. But this Karen, she's got a point.
Oh, this is so good.
She's got a point.
She found a book that you can find at Lake Travis Independent School District. And she read part of Out of Darkness by Ashley Hope Perez.
Which is in the middle school.
Yes. Two different middle schools had this. And maybe they shouldn't have. This is her addressing the school board.
For the boys, or the idea of take her out back, we boys figured. Then hand on the put it in her, grab a hold of that braid, rub that You can find that on page 39.
Okay, hold up. Yeah, like they're following along. Hey, where's that section? Oh, page 39.
Oh, page 39. Right. That's my favorite page.
Now, as she gets angrier, you start hearing two different beepings. One is the beep to tell her time's up.
Right.
And she's supposed to stop. And then the other is me beeping words that she shouldn't be saying.
Right.
So you'll hear two different beeping as it goes.
Of the book called Out of Darkness, which you can find at Hudson Bend Middle School and Bee Cave Middle School. All right. Not going to lie, I had to Google cornhole because I have the game in the back of my yard.
Could ask Butthead, I suppose. Great cornhole.
I mean, seriously.
But according to Wikipedia, cornhole is a sexualist slang vulgarism for the term came into the use in the 1910s in the United States as verb form to cornhole, which came into usage in the 1930s, means to have sex. I do not want my children to learn about sex.
Thank you, he says.
Time's up.
Please go away.
So she says, I do not want my kids to learn about that
kind of activity.
In middle school, I've never had sex.
Whoa, TMI. Wait a minute. Hold up. What is happening? No one's asking if you had it or want it.
That's a fair statement.
In middle school, I've never had sex. I don't want to have sex. I want you to start.
Right.
Focusing on education and not public health.
If I knew school board meetings were that great, I would attend all of them. That would be fantastic. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's go to Florida for this story if we can. Investigators are looking for a man with a mullet.
Oh, good luck with that.
And a minivan in a series of burglaries in Central Florida.
Clearly, they're just...
Those are the details. A man with a mullet and a minivan. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office said the same burglar broke into someone's barn and home along State Route 54 on two separate occasions in the past 2 months.
Well, that could be the mayor. That could be the governor of Florida.
Right?
Everybody with, you know, mullets and minivans.
I mean, isn't that not 75% of Florida?
Yeah. And what was the eyewitness was like, I don't know, he had a mullet.
He had a mullet.
He's driving a minivan.
He had a minivan.
Well, that's you, sir.
The sheriff's office shared video of the first crime, which showed the burglar leaving the area in a dark-colored minivan. And then the second break-in, same thing. Guy, mullet, minivan. How is that helpful?
Come on, a little more detail.
What did
he steal from a barn, by the way? A horse?
Good question.
I don't know
what he stole from a barn.
Take from a barn. A hoe? What's she doing out there? Come on.
Hello, this is United States calling. Are we reaching?
A gracious good afternoon. This is your operator, Miss Tomlin. How may I help you?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's actually the album version. Very few people have that, the import album version.
I love that. I don't know if you saw Conor McGregor's first pitch at the Cubs game.
Heard about it. You're being very generous thinking that he did it on purpose. Tell the kids.
Okay, so he's going to throw the first pitch. He has a broken, from his last fight, he has a broken shin.
Right.
So his leg is hurting.
Right.
But it looks to me like he threw it. He's the king of self-promotion.
Right.
It looks to me like he threw it, so the catcher is sitting there waiting, and it goes to the catcher's left 30 feet. To the back wall. Wow. Almost hits a fan.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe he didn't like that fan.
There's no way that he was trying to throw a strike and was off that bad.
Right.
It looks to me like he knows he's going to be on SportsCenter and everything else because he's the king of self-promotion. He always does that stuff.
Right.
I threw out the first pitch twice at Dodger Stadium and it bounced both times.
So that's a lovely video. It's on YouTube. One of them is. I know, we don't need to. Oh, yeah. You can find
delve
it.
Delve into that.
Oh, yeah. It's nice.
At all, really. Oh, yeah. But I would have rather had his.
Right?
Just because it went way too far. So we're going to... and by the way, then he sang the seventh inning stretch. Is this... Listen, I'm not a huge baseball fan. Is this something that needs to continue? Seventh inning stretch?
No.
I mean, it just feels like everybody... It feels like Happy Birthday.
Right.
So everybody starts the song. Right. And then three quarters of them stop halfway through. And then there's just those few that just keep... Happy Birthday. And it just... It falls into disrepair. Right. It's a terrible song.
And the disrepair. Why not? And the birthday victim is left like, oh man, nobody even wants to be here. Right. They can't even finish a freaking song.
Yes, it starts out happy and then it ends out sad.
Yeah.
Seventh inning stretch. I mean, everyone starts.
Right.
And this is Conor McGregor at the Cubs game now leading the seventh inning stretch.
What's up, Chicago? The mic is back. And so are the Cubs. Let's go, Chicago Cubs. I'm here with Mateo, here with Kira. We're going to sing the song. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Let's don't after all.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and crackers.
I'm not positive he's ever heard this song. He's from Ireland.
I'll never get back to as root. Root, the Cubs.
Something about the home team there, isn't there?
Listen, no one's singing anymore.
That's 1, 2, 3 strikes here loud at the old ball game.
Whoop, nipple chips. Get them while they're hot. They're lovely.
Yeah. He was very excited. He did not realize that he hit none of those notes. That he was unable to sing that song even a little bit.
Probably a better singer than I am, though. I am the worst singer ever.
Yes, but if they came to you and said, hey, Sluggo, we want you to lead the seventh inning stretch.
I'd gladly do it because it'd be so bad.
You would say no.
No, I'd be like, yeah, what the
you
hell?
You would not.
Come on.
You
absolutely. Yeah, be really high first.
All right, listen. So you were publicly embarrassed. Like I said, I've done it twice, and I fell once on my face.
It's a beautiful video.
It's not the greatest because I was positive that my foot slipped.
Right.
So I told her, oh, my foot slipped. Yeah, it's the pitcher's mound. You know, it's got dirt on it.
Sure, okay.
Foot slipped.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we watched it in slow motion. My foot didn't slip.
Oh, damn
it. Not even one grain of sand or dirt. Not even a little bit.
That's a lot of pressure.
So that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So we want to know your biggest public embarrassment.
I'm trying to think of, I mean,
maybe you're making announcements at a school.
Yeah.
Like any type of thing where you're sort of on stage in front of everyone.
I can tell you what, here's a good one. Okay. I when I was in high school, I was suddenly, because they knew that I was so into audio and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I was really good with making things work and setting up systems. So I set up the, for the elementary school, I set up their sound system. And they went out and they started doing their little whatever pageant. And all this massive feedback.
Oh, excellent.
And then everything was like screeching and the parents were holding their ears and the kids were all upset. And
was
and
everyone
all my
who
friends,
knew?
Yeah, they thought I did it. On purpose.
Yes. Because you would have done it on purpose.
They did not believe me that I didn't. I was mortified. I was really bad for them.
How old were you?
I was like 15 or 16. Okay. Yeah, something like that.
I love that. So biggest public embarrassment. That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Bill.
kills the name.
Yeah. Why not?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about Conor McGregor's first pitch, which was only off by 50 feet. That's all. And the biggest public embarrassment that you ever had.
Don't focus on the 7 failed engagements. Focus on the same woman leaving me twice at the altar.
I'm sorry. The same woman left you at the altar with all of your friends and family there?
2 times.
Twice.
Wow.
Wow.
And we eventually got married about 5 years later.
You went for a third?
Why would you, what?
Well, the third time she asked me.
And you said no! Yeah!
No, we just went, she said, well, do you want to get married now? And I said, sure. So we went straight to the courthouse and signed the papers.
And what should he have said, Kevin?
Nope.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so one time I was on this date with a girl, wasn't going too great, and I had to go to the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
So as I'm getting ready to go to the bathroom, I get up to leave the table, and I had to like let out a fart real bad. And it was one of those moments where like the whole restaurant goes silent. At like the worst possible moment.
Yeah, that happens for some reason.
And the whole restaurant right went down, and I just couldn't hold it in anymore, and the thing just popped out across the whole room.
Did you just keep walking? Just right out the back door?
That's what you should have done.
Next time. Yeah.
Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Share your worst public embarrassment now.
We started this hour talking about Conor McGregor's first pitch at the Cubs game.
What was more embarrassing, that or his trying to lead the crowd in a really off-key
to me,
song?
The off-key seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
To me, that was the worst. But as somebody who's failed at a first pitch twice, maybe I should be a little less judgmental.
And I can't sing, so what the hell can I say?
We are talking about the biggest public embarrassment that you ever had.
Hey, I'm 66 years old, a heavy KLOS rock and roller.
Mm-hmm.
About 25 years ago in Riverside, well, we had a bunch of cruisers on Saturday night, and we had a beef with a couple of these guys. Anyways, they happened to pass by and said something to me, so I met them in the street, and we got loud. Da, da, da. And so I walked him back to the curb, and he turned around and the big old F-U. So I turned around and said it back, and all the people were on my side.
Of course.
You know, on the street. And anyways, I turned around like a big old dude, and I just walked in right into a concrete light pole.
Damn it!
When I fell back, I knocked myself out on the curb.
That's fantastic.
Man, my head's bleeding.
You showed that guy, huh?
Yeah. Everyone watched the whole damn thing, and it was like,
right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about your biggest public embarrassment.
Yes, please.
Okay, so this night we were partying at the Riverside Casino in Laughlin. And my boyfriend was a 21 dealer, and we'd already exhausted all of his tokes, so we decided to go home, which was down in, like, Old Bullhead, to go get money. Mm-hmm. And so we ran out the back, down the ramp, and we see the boat coming, or not coming, we see the boat getting ready to take off, so we thought. So we ran and ran around, got to the dock, and flew across, like, 4 feet of water and landed on the boat and sat down all excited that we're going to get across the river to go to the car. And he pulls up to the dock.
He was coming there.
He was coming to where you were.
He was coming to the dock.
Oh, my God.
And we literally, like, just, like, hold hands and jumped.
Yeah, you like it would be slow motion in a movie.
Pretty much. Thelma and Louise, right onto the boat.
Were people cheering for you or just staring at you?
They were just looking at us like, what
are they doing?
Hey, listen, what happens in Laughlin stays in Laughlin.
Right, I've heard that.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
So years ago, I was in Juarez, Mexico, partying with my chick, and we were in this cave-like place downstairs, and we were doing tequila slammers. Well, a few minutes later, I start getting a little queasy and sweaty.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I hurled, and I held it up in my mouth before it went all over the place.
Wow, yeah. Well done.
And I did the unthinkable. I swallowed it.
No!
Woo!
What?
And right after I swallowed it, my chick went to the bathroom, and when she went to the bathroom, it came out like a cannon over grease, all over grease smoking hot chicks. I wiped my face up and went to the doorway and waited for my chick to get back.
Wow.
Admirable, I think. Yeah, well done. Woo, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Well done.
Because she didn't see. She was gone. She was out of the room.
No, but when she came back, everyone was covered in throw.
No, he was ready to go. So what? Screw them.
Yeah.
All right, apparently you did the right thing.
Yep.
Bendigo! Mama Booey! Hell yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about Conor McGregor's first pitch and how bad it was.
You're convinced it was on purpose.
Yeah, he threw it there on purpose.
Yeah.
He's 30 feet off the plate.
So he's intentionally doing embarrassing moments. That's pretty cool.
He really is the king of promotion.
I like
so
that.
So he does stuff all the time just to get his name out there.
Yep.
But so we're talking about your biggest public embarrassment. You have one?
Hello.
Hi there.
Did you still doing the public embarrassing moment?
Yes. What did you do that was your biggest public embarrassment?
Mine was getting caught putting my b**** in your mouth.
I wasn't sure. I felt something.
I thought so.
Yeah.
But well done.
How was that embarrassing? That was your proudest moment, sir.
Right? Own it. Thank you for calling.
KLOS.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to tell a funny story. You still doing those?
Yeah.
Biggest public embarrassment, yes.
Please.
All right. Male cheerleader in high school doing a stunt, and I put the girl up in the air, and we mistimed it. She sat on my face.
Oh, no. Did she get hurt?
No. It was very funny. Her boyfriend didn't like it.
Yeah. And you're trying to tell me that was an accident. That was no accident, was it? You'd planned it for weeks.
It was an accident.
Come on. How long ago was it?
Yeah, she doesn't remember that.
Years. 30 years ago. 30 years ago.
You did it on purpose, you can tell us. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, dude.
It is KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking earlier today about Conor McGregor's first pitch at the Cubs game that was off by about a mile. It can be nerve-wracking, though, in my own defense.
Sure.
Oh, wait, weren't talking about me. So then we took calls about the biggest public embarrassment that you had, and you had one?
Hey, what's up, brother? How are you? KLOS rocks. Embarrassing story.
Yes.
Back when I wanted to be a nurse, they put me in as a CNA.
Uh-huh.
So I'm working my ass off in Silmar, California at a convalescent place, and I get real thirsty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go into the refrigerator, and I grab this Hawaiian punch.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
So I drink about a 7-ounce glass, something like that.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm f***ing squirting all over the f***ing aisles, and the f***ing doctor says, dude, did you drink the stool softener? I go, yeah, doc, am I going to die?
Stool softener!
I'm f***ing out. Hawaiian punch left and right, bro. And they said, well, you know what? We're gonna have to let you go, man. You can't drink the
fired you?
I mean, listen.
Come on!
I mean, they probably should have. I mean, come on.
I guess so.
He's drinking stool softener.
Hey, I didn't mean to do it, bro. They give the patients a little cup, and I go and get a 7-ounce cup of it.
You know what?
What the hell?
You know what I would recommend for you is that you curse more.
Yeah, I think that's a record, actually. Dude, thanks for calling. Sorry, beautiful story. No, that was beautiful.
No, thanks for calling.
KLOS Rock.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Well, let's talk about eating. There's an article on billionaires and what they eat.
Right.
And I don't care about that so much because none of us are billionaires.
Right.
But like Jeff Bezos, for example, used to eat entire packs of biscuits for breakfast.
An entire, one of those things you pop open and
he'd eat all
thing.
Of them.
Raw?
I think he baked them. I don't know.
I did used to eat them raw.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Like, just a couple of them at a time.
They were
love
pretty
them. That's
tasty.
Bad, I think.
I don't think it's good for you, no.
They're delicious.
They also ordered a breakfast dish consisting of Mediterranean octopus.
Have
you ever tried octopus?
No, calamari I used to eat. Deep fried calamari.
Yeah, it's just rubber.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just sort of a thing, I think. Do you really enjoy it?
No.
I mean, you know, when you eat it?
I think it's more an oddity.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds weird. Let me try it.
Yeah.
More like that.
Yeah.
They also have python
Monty Python?
Here's the part I don't love. Tarantulas.
Oh, man. I almost said something really naughty about that. Screw that.
Right?
No.
And cockroaches.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Yeah, people
cockroaches
love.
Is a big thing.
It is. Chocolate. Now, that is straight up nothing but.
Why?
Because it's weird.
Yes, but people keep eating it, it seems like.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's just a try it once thing.
She's one of those get a little bit of attention and a laugh, and yeah, I can do it, and so I'm fine with it. So, yes,
let's. I will say this, following their multi-billion dollar divorce, it seems that the Amazon co-founder got opted to install an infinite soft serve ice cream machine.
See, now that's a brilliant idea.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking my language.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, thousands of people signed a petition to get Jeff Bezos to buy the Mona Lisa and eat it.
Oh, do it. Do it. People would be so upset.
Found hilarious.
Yes.
So the question is,
eat the Mona Lisa.
I don't think
eat
that's
the Mona Lisa.
Eat the Mona Lisa. I don't think that's a chant.
Damn it.
So you eat something that most people don't.
Like the Mona Lisa. Great works of art.
You don't know. No. That was just a joke.
So weird.
Stuff that's passed down in your family.
Right.
Your grandma made it for you. Your mom made it for you. No, not your grandma. What's wrong with you?
The list is endless.
So weird things that you eat that most people don't.
Right. What is the weirdest thing you eat?
I've tried octopus.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I don't remember. I think it was
rubber, right?
Just like rubber chicken.
Yeah, yeah. Not even chicken. I just remember it just being...
Yeah, it was kind of... Yeah. It wasn't great.
No.
But so that's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. You eat something that most people don't.
My dad loved rattlesnake.
Is that right?
Yeah, he loved...
Growing up in Phoenix?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, out in the desert, actually, outside the town.
I mean, rattlesnake again is...
Yeah, kind of weird.
It's kind of a meat.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I mean, it's fair enough. And, you know, certain countries, I mean, you talk about cockroaches and stuff. I mean, they kind of need to sometimes. We're looking for you just like to eat rattlesnake.
By choice, you eat something most people don't.
Or whatever it is.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about you eating things that most people don't. KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Margaret. The food we eat, I'm an Armenian, and we always eat the cow's tongue.
Cow's tongue.
Yeah, what is that like? What's the texture like on that? I've always wondered.
We used to do a game called bobbing for cow tongue.
Oh, yeah? Did you actually have cow tongue?
Yes.
Really?
And it's kind of gross. Is it not gross?
No. When you boil it, then you put some salt, pepper, and then it becomes very shredded, very soft meat.
Hmm.
And you can eat it with bread, you can eat it with rice.
You love it.
A lot of us Armenians, we do that.
Hmm. Poor cow, though. It doesn't have a tongue anymore. There's got to be so many tongueless cows out there.
Other parts of the cow that are also missing.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
I believe so.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Well, I have eaten something that is very weird. In Florida, I had fried gator.
Fried gator? I've never tried that. How did it taste?
At first, it wasn't bad. It was like, okay, I got, you know, this is not bad. And then it started tasting a little swampy.
Swampy, huh?
You know, like how things can taste fishy, but it was sure. Swampy.
You know, I hate to bring this up, but, you know, had it ever eaten a person, ..
She'd be a cannibal.
Yeah, you're second generation cannibal.
I probably wouldn't try it again, but I thought it was definitely worth trying.
Yeah, so you just wanted to try it once to see what it would taste like. I got it.
And now, let's see, I like to eat cold chicken and mayonnaise. I don't know if that's...
Together?
That's odd. It's not terrible. It's better than gator, I think.
No.
And squid.
Yeah, much worse.
Kevin's going for the gator.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Tanner.
Hi, Tanner. You eat something that most people don't?
Yeah, my mom made cut-off noodle soup for me growing up. It's basically like these dumplings that you chop with scissors as you put it in the bowl.
That's
dumplings that you chop with scissors when you put it in the bowl.
Why do you have to use scissors?
Imagine like you have a big piece of pasta and you're chopping scissors as you boil it. And they're dumplings.
Okay.
And,
aren't they still like, dumplings then?
Yes, but they're not dumplings that are cut off. They're cut off noodle soup.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Obviously, if I have to explain it to you, it's not something most people eat, right?
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, I was wondering, is it like a murder weapon scissors or something? I'm trying to, you know, the weird part of the scissors.
You can extravagate with it as you like, I think.
Right on. We'll give that a shot. Thank you, man. 818-955-KLOS. What's that weird thing you eat most people do?
Gotta tell you, we're getting a lot of calls on this topic.
Yeah, who knew?
People eat a lot of crap.
Yeah.
You eat things that most people don't like. You have one?
I ate some canned silkworms. Ooh, yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Canned silkworms.
Silkworms.
They were disgusting. Silkworms, yeah. I was at an Asian market, and I went to the counter, and I was like, do people actually eat these? And I said, yeah. So I cracked it open, and as I was eating them, they were disgusting, and the guy started laughing at me, and I was like...
That's hilarious.
They're actually used for rat bait. He was lying to you.
But yeah, no, the joke was on me, very obviously. Whatever.
That jerk. Right on. Thanks for calling, and thanks for trying something horrendous so we don't have to.
Agreed. It's KLOS. Hello.
Hi, this is Val.
Hi, Val.
So I eat grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers?
Covered in chocolate?
I've heard of that.
No, just with salt and lemon and chili pepper.
Yeah,
they're from Oaxaca.
Not chocolate, huh?
Yeah, Oaxaca, Mexico.
Oh, okay.
When was the first time you had a grasshopper, and what did you think?
When I was 10,
mm-hmm.
And I actually think they're pretty bomb.
Have you ever popped one in live?
No.
Okay,
no,
just checking.
Yeah, yeah, some people do, I think. Are they super crunchy?
Yeah, they fry them.
Yeah.
And then you have to hold the legs.
Nope.
Because they're sharp.
Nope.
You have to hold them up to your tongue and, like, make sure to rip them off.
Ooh.
They can, like, slice your throat.
This sounds awful.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
Do you intentionally eat them in front of people here just to freak them out?
Yeah, I took them to school one time.
Nice.
And I ate them in front of everyone, and everyone was like, all the kids were like, ew.
Kevin and I fully approve of that.
Yes, agree.
We love that.
If you're using it for shock value, we're in.
Yeah, way. Right on. Thank you
shock
for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You eat something most people don't?
Yes, I've had armadillo.
Armadillo. Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah, my husband's family from Texas, and his dad brought some home. His mom cooked it up, and it was delicious.
What? It sounds awful.
It does.
Do you spice it up or anything?
Yeah, she roasted it. It tasted honestly like pork.
Hmm.
No kidding.
So when you watch the video for The Clash, Rock the Casbah, and you see that armadillo, do you get hungry?
Yeah, my husband starts salivating.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, that weird thing that you eat.
You eat things that most people don't like. Do you have one?
I eat chicken tacos, but I put Italian dressing in it. More like a weird food combination.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Italian dressing.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm able to smoke that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad.
You know, because you got to have like a garden salad on top. It's like shredded lettuce.
Sure.
Cilantro, tomato.
Why the hell
not? It's specifically at my mom's.
Oh, okay.
So. Right.
Never a Del Taco.
I think I'm down with that.
Thanks for calling. You know, I like to take peanut butter and chocolate sauce and mix it up and put it on ice cream.
That's ridiculous.
It is delicious.
KLOS, hello.
Not at all fattening.
My dad put water on cereal.
Ew, really?
On purpose.
No.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
no good.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Well, back in the late 80s, while in my Navy years on a Westpac tour, I've had anything from filet of dog to chilled monkey brains.
Wow. What were the monkey brains like?
Almost like a sorbet.
Yeah.
Almost like a sorbet.
That's one of my least favorite scenes in that second Raiders movie.
Yeah, that's
like
not...
the softness of it and the texture, basically,
yeah,
would be the closest comparison.
Huh.
And, of course, deep-fried chicken feet and balut eggs, which are fermented duck eggs that are just about to start to form the chick before they take them away from the mother.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That one's supposed to be particularly good, actually.
Is it?
Actually, they're not bad.
Yeah.
They're not bad at all.
I'm not going for not bad, though. If it's a weird food,
yeah, it better be
amazingly delicious.
I'm hoping
for good.
Right.
At least good.
So this was when you were in the service. Was it like everybody, you had to do it, all the guys were doing it?
Well, actually, I was in the Navy, and when my ship first hit the Philippines, it was like an initiation thing into the official health department on that ship, that you had to do like two balut eggs and two pitchers of what they call mojo, which is like a major derailer with like five or six times the alcohol and fruit juice and all that stuff in it, and still make it back to the ship under your own power.
And did you?
And oh yeah.
Nicely done.
All right.
Sir.
Well done.
Well done. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Weird things that you eat that no one else does?
Yeah, bull balls.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Is that what they're called? Rocky Mountain oysters?
I'm not sure what they're called. Well, in Spanish, I mean, they're just huevos de toro. So my dad used to make them for us when we were kids, and we used to eat it up, put some lemon, some salt on them, and make it happen.
Did you actually like it, or did you do it because dad insisted?
Oh, no. You know what? It's great.
Nice. Right on. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Oh, I just remembered another thing I've eaten. They call it Eskimo ice cream. In Alaska, they'll take lard and put little berries, just hairy, nasty little berries in it, and you eat it when it's warm.
That sounds what?
Yeah, it was awful.
That sounds terrible. Awful. Why would you do that?
It helped fatten you up for the, like, I need that. Clearly, I need that. Hi, KLOS, what's a weird thing that you eat?
Well, Germans eat quite a lot of weird things. We were well known for making good sausage, but they also make a thing called blood sausage.
Yeah, I was just going to say blood sausage, right?
Sounds great.
What is that?
It's what it is. It's blood sausage.
Oh, okay. Right. What kind of blood? Whose blood?
Anyone?
probably pork. Yeah. Pork or beef. I don't know. But they also make a... In Germany, Abendbrot is dinner, which means evening bread. So they have everything on a slice of bread. But they make this gelatinous goose fat.
Oh, yeah.
Smeared on bread.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Is that good?
It's good. It's salty and yeah, just gelatinous.
You really hate it all and you'd rather eat popcorn and ice cream, huh?
Yeah.
Of course. If given the choice. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon in time for What We Learned.
Ah.
Don't dress like a clown outside of a grade school and stare at kids.
Especially if you're trying to get them to come to your school.
They were trying to recruit students for their own school by dressing up as clowns.
And staring at the children and terrifying the parents.
That seems bad.
That's the worst idea ever.
Probably don't need books for grade schoolers that talk about...
other ways of having sex than normal.
Right.
In great, great detail.
Well done. And Conor McGregor threw out the first pitch at the Cubs game and was off by a mile. And do we still need Take Me Out to the Ballgame?
No, make it stop.
Is that a thing we still need?
Make it stop.
Why am I talking so high?
I'm not sure, but I got to go home and pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace.
It was on this day in, I guess, justice in 2015 that the insanity of the happy birthday nonsense finally came to an end. The Happy Birthday copyright was ruled invalid, putting the song back into public domain. The one and only Joan Jett, born on this day in 1958 near Philadelphia. It was on this day in rock in 1967 when the Beatles appeared on the cover of Time magazine. But it was an abstract drawing of them, not the actual Fab Four themselves.